The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on a somewhat chilly afternoon. It's not cold. It's spring in Ohio. I think the temperature is pretty close to normal. Anyway, it is Open Phone Friday, and I made a promise to Al before the break that I would come to him immediately when we came back. So, Al in Westerville, you are up next. Welcome. You're on the air.
Greetings, Bob. Happy Friday the 19th of April.
Well, the same to you.
You know, you were talking about how Israel is basically being made a boogeyman for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so – what really troubles me is there's such anti-Semitism that is going on about in the Christian church. I've heard nationally known pastors, you know, basically throwing Israel – throwing Israel under the bus. We have nationally known former Fox commentators, judges, fill in the blank, basically condemning them. And here you have people who they're in a country and they're surrounded by people that basically want to kill them and wipe them off the face of the earth. Yeah. And then we have people in our government, not even condemning what Hamas did.
Yeah,
I mean they're murderous barbarians.
Well,
this is what
this replacement theology nonsense is continuing to grow even in the evangelical world. I have at least two listeners, and maybe they're listening right now. I don't know. But I have at least two listeners that constantly send me ridiculous, nonsensical articles from people I've never, ever heard of, who have no credibility whatsoever, talking about how evil Israel is and how evil the Zionists are. And both of these individuals claim to be followers of Jesus. They claim to love God's word. And I honestly, and I've stopped trying to debate with them because you can't make sense with them. I mean, you can't debate them. But you know, I continually ask, what about everlasting? Do you not understand? God made an everlasting covenant with Abraham. Everlasting. Well, what about everlasting? Do you not understand? And they come back with, but the Jews rejected the Messiah. Yeah, that's not exactly a newsflash. We know that. But how does that impact God's everlasting promise to Abraham and to all of his descendants? I am amazed, Al, at the number of people who call themselves Christians who literally hate Israel.
I mean, it's been going on for as long. I mean, during the 700s, 800s, Middle Ages, they were always blaming the Jews because
sure.
They did not accept Christ when he came.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do people not understand? And then you have the nonsense from the Protocols of Zion, utter nonsense, the nonsense of Mormonism, start putting the list down. I mean, Walter Martin years ago listed all this nonsense out,
yeah.
But it keeps perpetuating, and we have our own government that essentially there are not all of them, but there are some, and I ask myself, how can these people be in the United States Congress or the Senate?
Well, they're there because they got elected, and that's
because of the district that they're in. And
exactly.
I feel for Jayan Markell and the district she's in,
yeah.
For the people they have, and it just goes on and on.
Yeah.
And it's the same nonsense. They talk about, well, we're going to go and have a civil war. And the ones that beat it the worst, and you can find him on the Salem Radio Network on the other station every morning. And it's like, what has gotten into this man's head from Northeast Ohio?
Who's that?
It's Hugh Hewitt.
Well, Hugh's not anti-Israel. Hugh is very pro-Israel.
I heard him 2 days ago, and the way he was coming across, it's like, what has gotten into him?
Well, I've not heard that. Everything I've ever heard from Hugh, I don't always agree with Hugh politically because he is a real party man. And I get that, I understand it, but I've never heard him say anything anti-Israel. I follow him on X, formerly Twitter. Everything I've seen from Hugh has been very, very pro-Israel.
Well, I might be mistaken. It might be how he was reporting from what someone's.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Hugh has been very, very pro-Israel and he's been very vocal about it. Like I said, I find things I disagree with Hugh on, but I've never heard him say anything negative about Israel.
Yeah,
that I've heard.
Yeah, it was beginning of the week, and he might be reporting, and when you hear bits and pieces, on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Al. Hey, I need to go, but thanks for the call. Always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let me circle around to this thing, because this anti-Israel replacement theology is gaining prevalence in the evangelical world. And let me give you a thumbnail description. And then I'm going to be coming up on the break. When we come back from the break, I'll try to give you a biblical foundation. Replacement theology simply says, when Israel rejected Jesus as the Messiah, Jesus came, presented himself to the Jews, they rejected him, went to the Roman authorities, and got him crucified. So the leadership of the nation of Israel rejected Jesus as the Messiah. At that point, God withdrew all of the promises that God had made to Abraham, his descendants, the people of Israel, the land of Israel, and transferred all of those promises over to the New Testament church. So, in essence, Israel is today condemned by God and under the judgment of God because they rejected the Messiah. That's replacement theology in a nutshell. All right, I need to take a break. When we come back, I will try to tell you why that is horribly wrong. My number, 877 Bob Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, it's called replacement theology, and it is being espoused by an increasing number of people in the evangelical community. Replacement theology says, in essence, God used the nation of Israel to prepare the world for the Messiah. Therefore, all of the promises to Abraham about his seed and so on and so on and so on. But Israel rejected Jesus so much so that they turned him over to the Romans to be crucified. And because of that, God now has rejected Israel just like Israel rejected Jesus. That's replacement theology. And they say that in place of Israel, the New Testament church has received all of the promises that God made to Israel. Well, there's quite a problem with that. Number one, it is horribly unbiblical. Can I give you just one verse? And by the way, many who espouse replacement theology will refer to Romans chapter 11. Well, there's a problem with that. Listen to what Romans chapter 11, verse 1 says. I say then, has God cast away his people? Who would that be? Israel. I say then, has God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin. Well, that's pretty clear. Has God cast away his people, the Jews? Paul says, God forbid. Absolutely not. The term Israel is used almost 80 times in the New Testament. In the New Testament, almost 80 times. And then there's this. God has made many, many, many promises in his word. Many, maybe even most, are conditional promises. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and so on and so forth. God says, if my people will do this, if, then I will do this. If you do this, I will do this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That is an if, then promise. You trust in the Lord with all your heart, etc. And if you do that, God has promised to lead your path. And there are many other conditional promises in the Bible. If then, if you do, I will, God says. The sevenfold covenant that God made with Abraham in the book of Genesis is not an if then covenant. There is no if involved. God said it repeatedly. It is an everlasting covenant. There's no end. And when I talk to someone who is replacement theology, I always ask them, what do you not understand about everlasting? Well, they rejected the Messiah. Have you read through the Old Testament lately? Do you realize how many times in the Old Testament the nation of Israel rejected their God? No, again, have you read the Old Testament? How many times did the nation of Israel reject God? I mean, completely, totally. We don't want God. We want Baal. We want Ashtaroth. and they served these pagan kings, and their kings led the entire nation in rebellion against God. And yet, what happens every single time? God brings his people back to himself. Does he judge them? Yeah. Can you say Babylonian captivity? That was the judgment of God upon his own people. Sometimes he brought plagues, disease, enemies, but he never rejected them completely. Why? He made an everlasting covenant with Abraham. So, did the Jews reject Jesus as Messiah? Uh-huh. Yep, sure did. Sure did. But if you read the book of Revelation, there's going to be a return of the people of Israel to God. It's consistent. And that's why you have 144,000 special, unique, hand-chosen by God individuals who are all Jews that are 144,000 witnesses in the book of Revelation. This whole thing about replacement theology is absolute nonsense. Now, does it mean that everything that Israel does is perfect? No. Mean that Israel always does everything right? No. Nope. They never have. But there's never been a time that God has not had a special plan, a unique plan, and a special place in his heart for the nation of Israel. And that is certainly true today. And that's why so much of the prophecies in the book of Daniel and in the book of Revelation center around Jerusalem. Yeah. And that's why there will be a new Jerusalem that will come down from heaven as a bride adorned for her bridegroom. All right, that is a brief refutation of replacement theology. It's, well, it's heresy.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.